And you know that we go to the argument of free will. Because whatever bad thing you do, you will say this was the influence of outside, right? And I don't have the free will because it goes like this. That's the time that you want to skip that responsibility. We come back to it. But Ishan will finish it no matter what. You see, it was unsuccessful because it's so delicate here and so beautifully made. It took me a very, very long time, and I believe I owe it to all those mathematics I learned. Then I could swallow this. To know about the algebra and beauty of it, because there is a hidden beauty in algebra that's...
Our humility is evidence of necessity. Our sense of guilt is evidence of free will. If there were not free will, what is this shame? And what is this sorrow and guilty confusion and abashment?
What do you answer to that? You see how simple he put it? He said, okay, let's talk about the free will, right? And all of you, this free will is against tricky. We'll come back to that later. Because how do you interpret ikhtiyar? How do you translate it?
Selection of choice.
Choice. But ikhtiyar is not choice. Intikhab is choice. Excuse me.
Intikhab is election.
Intikhab is choice or finding the nukhbe. Right? The best. But ikhtiyar is not that. Ikhtiyar is finding the khair. You know why I say finding? Because when you found it, you have to do it. It's not a choice. Like this. I will give you two apples. Huh? One is natural apple. The other one has cyanide in it. I poisoned it, right? I will give you the choice. When you found the good one, when you know this is healthy and that's poisonous, which one do you choose? Do you have a choice? You have the choice when you don't know which one is better. When you know which one is better, you could be only stupid to choose the bad one. So you are forced to choose the khair. And that's why khair is the adjective of God. He is the source of goodness.
So khair is goodness?
Khair is goodness, yes. And it's a very tricky stuff. That's why I go back to the language again and again. And this could only happen in a mixture of Arabic and Persian. No other way. Because both languages are ready for this. That's simple. He talks about the free will. I said, okay, let me put it simple. There is a free will. You have a free will. If not, why do you regret? Why are you ashamed of doing something? Have you ever done something to be ashamed of? I say, what's that shame? Where is that shame coming from? If it's not you, if everything is faith, everything is happening according to God's will, why should I regret what if I do something wrong? That's the first one. That was the first rule. I accept. First of all, I understand that the shame is in me as a being. Means that I have the choice. For the moment, let's say choice. This is not choice. Later, Rumi will say, listen. He will say, should I do this or that? This means you have the choice. But here he emphasized of the goodness of man. And he say, listen, this feeling of shame and regret in me will prove me that I have some choice. If I didn't have to, some choices. If I was forced to do something bad, I will not regret it, I will not be ashamed. It was out of my control. The examples?
Why is there chiding between masters and pupils? Why the mind changing from plans? And if you say that he takes no heed of his compulsion, God's moon has become hidden in his cloud.
Here compulsion is against, again for that jab. Because that jab Not only Nicholson doesn't know what to do with it, no writer knows what to do with that word, because it's that tricky. Could you find a simple Arab-speaking fellow that ought to say, somebody is Jabbar? And he'd say, well, that's good. Immediately, that's dictatorship.
And
that's
Jabbar.
And that's Jabbar. Yeah.
Jabbar is good.
Exactly. The one who does the Jabbar is Jabbar. And Jabbar is good. Means a sort of dictator that is good.
Benevolent dictator.
Exactly. Here he said, look at the teaching stuff. The teacher is forcing the student to do something. But there is no force here. There is no dictatorship. Of course, he is dictating, but the motivation is something else. The outcome is something. The contest is different. Because the relationship of teacher and the student, suddenly Jabbar is good, is close to Jabbar, not Jabbar. Is that tricky? Yes?
There is a good answer to this. If you hearken, you will relinquish unbelief and incline toward the religion.
How does he know that you're not listening here?
Well, he says it. If you listen.
This is the guy who started his book with Vishnu, remember? He said, listen. And here he said, I have a lovely answer for this if you listen. If you listen, you will be saved. Yes, let's hear that.
Remorse and humility occur at the time of illness. The time of illness is holy wakefulness. And at the time when you are becoming ill, you pray God to forgive your trespass. The foulness of your sin is shown to you. You resolve to come back to the way. You make promises and vows that henceforth your chosen course will be nothing but obedience. Therefore, it has become certain that illness gives you conscience and wakefulness.
Have you ever thought about that? I said, look at the illness. Illness is when your physical state of being is not going well. So in that time, and only in that time, you remember the God, you pray, and you believe in extra dimension. Therefore, look at you, when you're sick, you're wiser. So you should appreciate the disease. Because they help you to get rid of your ego for a moment, not to be at the center of the universe, because something is missing, the state of health is not there. So look at the irony. When you are sick, you are more awake. When you are healthy, you are more sleepy or unconscious. Yes.
Therefore, it has become certain that illness gives you conscience and wakefulness. Note then this principle, that thou seekest the principle. Everyone who suffers pain has caught the scent. The more wakeful anyone is, the more full of suffering he is, the more aware he is, the paler he is in countenance. If you are aware of his jabber, where is your humility? Where is your feeling of the chain of his jabari? How should you make one merry who is bound in chains? When does the captive in prison behave like the man who is free? And if you consider that your foot is shackled, the king's officers are sitting over you, then do not act like an officer toward the helpless, inasmuch as that is not the nature and habit of a helpless man. Since you do not feel his compulsion, do not say, and if you feel it, where is the sign of your feeling?
Yeah, let's stop it there. I mean, I stop it there for today. You know why? Any guess?